this was something that started off to be finding someone that needed to be arrested on a burglary charge from over the summer. Turned out to be much more than that.
Earlier this year in July, a victim had reported a burglary of a habitation on Krennic Tap Road in College Station. Subsequent to that report, a warrant was issued for an individual by the name of Peter Stirk, alleging that he had committed that burglary offense. There was a warrant issued for Mr. Stirk. At that time, his exact whereabouts were unknown. For a period of time, he was a fugitive from justice. Last night, shortly before 7:30, an off-duty police officer was in a local store in the 1700 block of Texas Avenue when he observed an individual that he recognized to be Mr. Stirk. On-duty officers were called to the scene. Contact was made with Mr. Stirk, and he was able to be taken into custody on the outstanding burglary of a habitation charge. Subsequent to taking him into custody, he was found with stolen property from the store that he was in. So he was additionally charged with theft for stealing from that retail outlet. We had previously received information about Mr. Stirk that he was involved in the use of illicit narcotics, specifically methamphetamine. Also, information about his vehicle was known to the responding officers. That vehicle was located in the parking lot of the retail establishment. Upon looking inside the vehicle from the outside, the responding officer was able to see numerous items that were consistent with the use, ingestion, or the preparation of methamphetamine. A Bryan Police Department canine unit was called to the scene and alerted on the vehicle for the possibility of presence of narcotics in that vehicle. And subsequent to that probable cause authority, a search was made of that vehicle, during which different types of illegal substances, including believed to be methamphetamine, as well as illegally possessed prescription medication, were recovered from the vehicle.
Was the off-duty officer in the store as a customer or in security or what role?
It was just in the store as a customer.
Also, the probable cause statement made reference to a be on the lookout bulletin, and if you would talk about that a little bit and whether anything was found that would be related to that advisory.
We'd received information from another jurisdiction that Mr. Stirk had been arrested on a previously in a previous date in their jurisdiction, and he had been in possession of items at the time of his arrest in that jurisdiction that were consistent with the making of homemade explosives, such as chlorine bombs, things of that nature. Keeping that information in mind for officer safety purposes, we distributed that to our officers as he was currently a wanted fugitive from our jurisdiction. And so the officer kept that in mind when he was also looking into and around the vehicle to make sure that there was nothing that would be jeopardizing the public. And at that time, there was nothing that was recovered that would indicate that he had currently been involved in making any type of explosives.
The search, the pickup, also involved the Bryan Police Department, if you would go into that a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. We requested assistance by a Bryan police officer, and one of their canine officers was called to the scene. That canine unit alerted on Mr. Stirk's vehicle for the presence of illegal substances, which in this case turned out to be substance believed to be methamphetamine, as well as some illegally possessed prescription medication.